For Hans Wangdwen, professor of modern Chinese history at Cambridge, China's Second World War commemoration on Thursday was a way to strengthen national identity among the general public.
The war is presented as an effort by all of China to resist aggression, and all of China having overcome this, and that sort of eradicates the differences between the communists and the nationalists and so on. And so I think the attempt to be inclusive was clearly there, and by many people who have seen it as positive.
He says China played an important role during the Second World War, but its story has not been properly told. And by inviting foreign contingents to participate in its military parade, China sees itself as part of a broader alliance.
Had China sided with Japan, which was not entirely possible, then Japan would have been able to utilize China's resources and China's manpower, for instance, not just in the occupation of Southeast Asia, but also to fight the Russians, and the whole World War II would have been rather different.
However, Professor Hans did point out that European audiences often associate such military parades with assertion of power, and that may be part of the reason why China's V-Day parade is misinterpreted in some cases. He explains that in Europe, war commemorations are usually on the solemn side. Also, while national-scale commemorations are important, he would be glad to see more local remembrances that engage people who have survived the Second World War.
By this I mean that, you know, there are national commemorations in the UK and across European countries and the United States, but we also have a lot of local commemoration in our universities, in our schools, in our villages, in our neighborhoods, and people tell their own stories. And I think that is something that would be really, really good if that could happen in China as well.
Hans Wangdwen was guest professor at the Department of History of Nanjing University and co-editor of the book Negotiating China's Destiny in World War II, published by Stanford University Press, 2014. For CRI, I'm Duan Xulian in London.